Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today I was thinking of joy and things that always bring me joy, and I thought of flowers, sunshine, and peace. Yeah. And as I was thinking of peace, I was thinking of the fact that I want to be a peacemaker. I want to bring peace where there is no peace. I want to hold on to my peace when I find my peace. And above all else, I want to maintain a peace of mind. And so as I was thinking that through, it made me smile, because I realized that, you know, each day we have a moment, we have many, many moments, and we are able to choose who we are, what we are, and where we are for the most part. And so in my mind, my heart, and my soul, today I'm choosing peace. And I am redefining my life as a peacemaker. And what that means to me is that I am not participating in any drama. I'm not, you know, pulling up any old trauma. I'm not listening. I'm not working with any triggers. I'm working on myself so that when I actually do have a trigger, I can acknowledge it, and I can learn and I can grow from that. And, you know, this has been a year of me just working through a lot of things. And I've been doing that through poetry and through journaling. And so it's almost been like I've given myself the gift of more time, just by recognizing that I needed more peace and that I needed more time for me, right? Because we're taking care of other people, and that's a beautiful gift to be able to do that. And we need to take care of ourselves the same way. And so as I look for ways to you know, be self-caring and to acknowledge my need for peace, you know, it makes me stop and think. You know, sometimes I sit down and I listen to one of my books. I listen to the podcast, to our podcast here. And, you know, and sometimes I look for, you know, something else on my iPad that I know will give me joy. And so those little moments that I carve out in my day are moments for me to have peace. And for me, that is my strongest and most important thing that I can do for my own self-care and mental well-being. Because when I don't have peace and there's a lot of confusion, a lot of noise, you know, it makes me a little uncomfortable. I feel a little less steady on my feet. And so I discovered that years ago. And so a lot of times when I'm writing, peace is part of what I'm writing for, right? So I'm writing for relief of the pain that I deal with. I'm writing to edify myself and others. I'm writing to bring glory to God. And in those moments, I have my deepest connection to peace. And so I don't know if you journal or you write poetry. And, you know, a lot of times you hear people say, oh, I don't write poetry, I'm not a poet. You don't have to really be a poet to write poetry. You just have to have feelings in your heart that you want to express in a beautiful, calming way. Now, some people write dark poetry, and some people write what I call scary poetry, and you just go, what is in their brain? But, you know, if that's what's in their brain, that's fine. You know, everyone has the ability and the right to process things the way they process them. But if you read any of my pieces, you're not going to come away with any of that fear. And so I wanted to just talk to you and see what you were doing for self-care. I wanted to find out if you're taking care of yourself, if you are giving yourself that quality time where you can just close your eyes and think of what brings you joy. Right? And so, you know, A few days ago, I shared with you love stories and how love stories make me smile. And I like things to be not predictable, but to be believable. And so even as I'm reading, and you know, occasionally I'll read a love story, which is very infrequent, unless it's a historical romance, because I love historical romances. There's just something that, I guess maybe it makes endorphins or it releases serotonin. I don't know what it does in your mind, but it just seems to relax me. And so reading is a part of my self-care as well. Making time to talk to my favorite people, and having a voice. You know, to me, when I've done really good self-care, I've figured out, you know, whatever allergy it is that's bothering my asthma and my allergies and preventing me from speaking. And sometimes it's getting back into the shower, because when I get into the shower, I just feel like God's spirit just cleanses me. I feel like I'm in the most peaceful place that I can be. You know, and it's so funny, because as a child, I loved bathrooms, and I just sat on the floor and I read all the time. As an adult, I love bathrooms. I go back into the shower and I take another shower, and I'm just like, this is so relaxing. And so, you know, I'm not saying stay in here all day and use your shower like a waterfall, because we need to conserve water. But I'm just saying, you know, when you're there, to really enjoy the moment. Right. And so I wrote a poem about a shower. It was from one of my journaling groups. And so they give you, sometimes it's a word, sometimes it's a full sentence, and then you take that to however you mean that. And so I thought it would be kind of interesting to share that poem with you, because as I was writing it, I was like, yeah, this is what this shower means to me. And if you are on Clubhouse, you should check out the journaling room that I'm in by Dana Taylor, and I believe it's spelled D-A-N-A Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, and it's at around 11:30 p.m. Some days, and I have a hard time sometimes finding the rooms I want, and so the moderators are really good. They'll bing me or text me so that I know that they're getting ready to come on, and then it helps me find a room. And so this one was just entitled Long Shower. And here is my thought. Now, it's a journaling room, but for me, I use it as a poetry room. And so they don't mind, and I enjoy it. So here we go. Long shower. Clearing my mind, freeing my thoughts, and connecting me closer with God. Heightening my senses, allowing me to rest, to hold my heart, and think peacefully. Standing in silence, listening for the peace that is there. Allowing the words in my heart to flow free. That's what a long shower is for me. And so, it's interesting. And when I write these poems, I'm thinking of my grandson a lot of the times, and I'm thinking of ways I could express to him for his mind. And, you know, it helps me to be a little more succinct. But the way poetry is, you write what's in your heart. So if you want to use bigger words, or you want to use, you know, different analogies, or, you know, whatever you want to do as you write poetry, it's up to you. You don't have to share it with anyone, or you can actually do it as a writing prompt. I could have said long showers, and I could have said long showers are a treat to me because they allow my mind and my body to breathe. Long showers are the gift to man that many of us don't always get the chance to just breathe and stand. You see how that could be different? And so I want to suggest to you that if you're finding any stress in your day, if you're searching for peace anywhere in your mind, if you have anything going on that is making you uncomfortable, to just take a few minutes and to just breathe, write and allow your body to release what's inside of you. Because I think that when we write, so much more comes to the surface that we're not aware of. And it really has helped me with my, with quote-unquote triggers. It helped me identify some long-held beliefs that I was holding in my mind. Because, you know, I was still dreaming of those white picket fences and, you know, not necessarily living on Mayberry. You know, which is one of the references from the 1970 movies I grew up with. I want to say that was Andy Griffin, maybe. Andy Griffin and B. I'm not sure. You're probably not my age, but if you are, you understand that. It was a simpler time. People loved each other more. Although there were areas that had problems and there was a lot of issues going on. In my neighborhood, which was on Beacon Hill, we just had this conglomerate of love. And so that's what I think of. And I think when we can draw on the positive moments in our life, that it changes the chemistry of our brain at that moment. So maybe you are in a heightened state of excitement or pain or whatever it is. But if you can pull your mind back to a brighter day, then you actually can help retrain your brain to focus on positivity. So that's just my thought for the day. Peace, calm, writing, and positivity. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Wherever you are in your day today, make those moments important and peaceful. Until we speak again, be well. Goodbye.